Every year I forget how much of a sensory experience the Easter Vigil is, even more so than other masses. We stand at attention when we are being taught. We sit when we're supposed to listen to hear instructions. We kneel when we pray. And the church understands this. They present us with these different aspects of this liturgy because they want this experience to affect your whole body. When you walked in, you smelt flowers. Pretty soon you will smell incense. Pretty soon you will receive the Eucharist. You'll be able to taste it. Something which commemorates this beautiful resurrection that we're celebrating. And probably one of the most powerful that's unique to this day is our sight. You entered into a completely dark church. And the thing that broke through the darkness is this one candle that we have as the light of Christ. A unique opportunity that priests get is we get to preach to a very wide variety of people, ages from very small to very old. And it's our duty to be able to explain the gospel to many different ages. The gospel never needs to be dumbed down. But as a priest, it's our responsibility to be able to teach it in ways in which everyone can understand it. And I always love the challenge of trying to explain it to little kids. At St. Wenceslaus, we have a Mass for kindergarten through fourth grade every single day here. And last week, I had Mass for them, and I asked them three simple questions as we were preparing for Easter. I asked them three questions. I said, how many of you have ever seen Jesus in his bodily form just walking around? None of them raised their hand. I said, how many of you have seen someone be raised from the dead? None of them raised their hand. And lastly, I said, pretty soon, this weekend, we're going to be celebrating Easter. How many of you believe that Jesus rose from the dead? And every single one of their hands just shot into the air. And I asked them, why? What's your reason for that? The beauty in seeing that they don't question that is the reason that God and Jesus asks us to have the faith of a child. That what we are experiencing today is something that is incomprehensible. And we need to have the faith of a child to be able to understand it. I think it's very enlightening to be able to read Scripture from different points of view. And especially today, being the resurrection, I'm going to provide to you two different points of view. The first is his disciples. Let's ask his disciples these three questions. Have his disciples seen Jesus walk around in bodily form? Yes, they did. Have they seen someone rise from the dead? Yes, he did it three times in his lifetime. And if you ask them, how many of you believe that Jesus was going to rise from the dead? None of them. Probably only Mary would have been the only one to have faith in that. The way that they answered the questions would have been completely different. And we know that they weren't expecting the resurrection. All the disciples scattered, all the disciples left. In the gospel, we hear of women who are bringing spices to the tomb. They wouldn't have done that if they were expecting him to rise from the dead. They saw the tomb rolled away and angels there, and they still didn't come to the conclusion that he rose from the dead. They weren't expecting it. And then we have the perspective of the Pharisees, the people who initially arrested Jesus, and they were the pushing motive behind him being killed. Fulton Sheen has a beautiful reflection on this. He says, this is one of the only tombs that had a soldier stand outside of it. To a certain extent, the Pharisees were worried about the resurrection. They were more worried about the resurrection than his disciples were. If you read the different gospel accounts, it does say that they want a soldier outside for fear that his disciples will steal the body and say that he rose from the dead. But in the Gospel of Matthew, we also see that the reason that they wanted soldiers outside for 3 days is because Jesus was preaching that in 3 days he would rise from the dead. Fulton Sheen said that they understood that they killed Jesus, that Jesus was dead, and yet They put a soldier outside of his tomb to stare at a corpse, to wait to see what would happen. So what does this resurrection mean for us? How does this affect us? Because, quite frankly, though we need to have that faith of a child who answers those questions in the way that they did, quite often we have the faith of his disciples in not really being able to understand it. That Jesus' resurrection from the dead changed all humanity. His resurrection wasn't like that of Lazarus, because Lazarus presumably would have just went back to living his life, being a disciple of Jesus, and he would have died again. Jesus didn't just come back to life in his human form. No, his splendor was revealed and all humanity was changed. He gave us this participation in heaven, which has completely changed how we live our lives. So as we go forward, when we look at the resurrection, there are many times throughout our day, I know I fall into it as well, there are many times throughout our day in which we're living like his disciples who are kind of doubting it. Do we understand that believing in the resurrection will be better for us, will fundamentally change our life? Not that we'll just go back to living, but it'll be fundamentally different in how that he rose us from the dead and that we can partake in his divine nature. The whole reason that God became man was that men can become like God, that we can participate in his divinity. So really take this time to rejoice in the resurrection. The church does a beautiful job with encouraging us to really rejoice in this. We see it throughout the liturgy. But don't let it stop here. Don't let it just stop at the Easter Vigil and we just kind of go back to the rest of our lives. If that's the case, if today hasn't changed us, then we're just like the disciples who went back to our normal lives. This needs to fundamentally change us. This reality, we cannot be mediocre. We can't just come in here and not really understand how to be affected by it. But our lives really do need to be changed. So believe in the gospel, understand what Jesus is teaching us, and try to participate in this Easter ever more fully.